From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
I'm Steve Ryman, and listen, I cannot tell you how much I enjoy coming on the air, spending time with you, introducing you to various organizations and ministries and people, all of which, of course, are striving to share the truth of Jesus Christ with a fallen world. And later in our show, we're going to spend some time with Reload Love, the staff from Reload Love that is preparing for the Love Bomb Weekend, where they'll be raising resources to feed over 1,000 kids in Ukraine and Uganda through your gifts and through your support. We'll find out more about that in the second half of today's show. Our first guest today, Dr. Robert Jeffress, is the senior pastor of First Baptist Church, Dallas, and the host of Pathway to Victory, both radio and TV programs, and the author of a book we'll be talking about today, What Every Christian Should Know, 10 Core Beliefs for Standing Strong in a Shifting World. Dr. Jeffress, welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Great to be with you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? I can't tell you how important I think it is, and we need to do more of this. The pastors that our listeners hear on the radio to spend a little more relaxed time just getting to know the people that they listen to daily. So we appreciate the radio ministry, of course, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But what I really wanted to do was spend a little time talking about one of your latest projects, the book that I mentioned, What Every Christian Should Know, 10 Core Beliefs for Standing Strong in a Shifting World. Tell us a little bit about the title of your latest book.
You know, Steve, every poll is showing that fewer and fewer Christians are embracing the historic doctrines, beliefs of Christianity, whether it be the doctrine of the Holy Spirit or the Bible, the inspiration of Scripture, the deity of Christ, the exclusivity of Christ for salvation. And I have to ask myself, you know, why are so many Christians abandoning these core beliefs? And I think the answer is they're not hearing it from the pulpits in America right now. And I wrote this book, What Every Christian Should Know, to identify the 10 core beliefs of historic Christianity and why they matter today. You know, one of the interesting descriptions of the church found in 1 Timothy, Paul refers to the church as the pillar and the support of the truth. The goal of the church is to uphold God's truth in a godless society. But we can't be that pillar of the truth if we don't know what the truth is. And so this is a fresh look at 10 doctrines, the basic doctrines of Christianity, but it's not dry doctrine. It's doctrine that has great application for our everyday life.
Well, I tell you what, Dr. Jeffress, I am far from being an athlete today, but there was a time, in spite of my physique now, there was a time where I was an avid baseball player. And you know what? Every spring, it was, you know, you didn't start throwing the ball, you know, even 90 feet. You know, you just kind of tossed it, got your arm warmed up. You focus on getting the glove on the ground, eye on the ball. What I'm getting at, Dr. Jeffress, and I think what you're talking about, the basics. Sometimes we just need to go back and remember what we were already told.
Well, that's right, and some people were never told it. And not only do we need to remember, but we need to pass these truths on to our children and our children's children. You know, the fact is, every civilization is only one generation away from barbarism. If we do not pass these truths down from one generation to the next, the message is lost. And I just think all of these things are important for our children, our grandchildren to know. And by the way, Steve, we're finding that many churches right now are using this book, What Every Christian Should Know, as a small group Bible study, as
right.
a Sunday night series. There's a study guide that goes along with it. And I'm hoping that this will help Christians stand firm on the unchanging truth of God's Word. People change, cultures change, opinions change, but God's word never changes.
Well, a big amen to that. Hey, before we press on, I want to make sure listeners know who may already be hearing about this. And okay, where's the book? Where's the workbook? We can or the study guide. And I do want to make sure they have the website to ptv.org. That's for Pathway to Victory. ptv.org. On the website there, the store is on the top of the home page. You'll see, just click on store, and there's all kinds of resources there that are available, including the latest book and the study guide to go with it. But as we delve a little deeper into what, you know, you mentioned the doctrines. Could you explain the 10 core doctrines of Christianity?
Well, let me just talk about a few of them. You know, we talk about what every Christian should know about the Bible. That's the first one. Now, people, Steve, wonder, you know, why did you start with the Bible? Isn't Jesus Christ the foundation of our faith? Of course he is, but the fact is we wouldn't know much about Christ apart from the Bible. Oh, sure, there are a few secular mentions of him, but we would know nothing about his death or the reason for his death. We wouldn't know about his resurrection. We wouldn't know about his claims to divinity if it were not for the Bible. And I think the most infamous attack against Christianity is what the serpent said to the woman in the Garden of Eden when he asked the question, has God really said? And I think, you know, that's the same doubt that people have today, not just non-Christians, but even our Christian students. Our Christian children are being bombarded with assaults on the integrity of Scripture. So I start out with what you need to know about the Bible. The Bible is inspired. Every word is inspired. And you don't have to commit intellectual suicide to believe that the Bible is true. There's archaeological, historical, literary reasons and evidences for the truthfulness of Scripture. So we start with what every Christian should know about the Bible. Then we talk about the Godhead, what every Christian should know about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. What every Christian should know about sin, what every Christian should know about salvation, the end times, and so forth. So those are a brief preview of the topics that we cover in this book.
Well, and it sounds to me, Dr. Jeffress, and I haven't had a chance to look at or read the book yet, it sounds to me like a great tool for discipleship. I'll tell you this, you know, a brief part of my history as a Christian, I made a decision for Christ as a teenager, and it was probably, honestly, 7 or 8 years before I really got discipled, where someone sat me down, encouraged me to memorize key scripture, and what a difference that, you know, you have the word of God written on your heart, and when you can better understand your faith, it makes it so much easier to share your faith. It was awkward for me the first few years of my Christian walk. You know, what do you believe? What's in the Bible? It was pretty simple. But I think once we have a grasp of the truths that you're going to share in this book, it would, right, make it a lot easier to share our faith. And of course, having, you know, spending time in the Word of God is going to have an impact on us.
That's right. And, you know, Steve, there are lots of ways to study the Bible. If you're a new Christian or you've rededicated your life and you're starting over again, you can study books of the Bible, like a study of John or Romans. Or you can study what we call in seminary systematic theology, where instead of starting with a book of the Bible, you start with a topic like we do in What Every Christian Should Know, and you synthesize all of the scriptures that talk about that topic, like what does the scripture tell us about God the Father? What does the scripture tell us about salvation? So again, in 10 weeks, you can go through this book and you'll have a crash course on systematic theology that you would normally get at a seminary. But it's not dry doctrine. Every truth we talk about has real application for the here and now.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed in the promotion on the website that stood out to me, because it's something with my staff and people that, you know, I have discussions with, just to simply ask the question, why? And how powerful that is. It really gets people thinking, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And, you know, one question is, you know, why can I trust God when my life is turned upside down? Well, that's where doctrine comes in. When we talk about whatever Christians should know about God the Father. We need to know the attributes of God, that he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. The reason God knows our future, you know, when something bad happens to us, Steve, God doesn't slap his forehead in heaven and say, oh, I can't believe that happened to Steve or to Robert. What am I going to do? No, he knows the future because he has planned the future. We need to know that God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. There is nothing God couldn't do. You say, well, what difference does that make to me? Just ask yourself this question. What terrible circumstance in your life right now could God not change in an instant if he wanted to? Knowing that assures me that whatever I'm going through, God has a purpose for it. God causes all things to work together for good to those who love him. And what I'm saying is all of these doctrinal truths have practical application for us.
Yeah, well, again, I want to let our listener know who may have just tuned in. We're visiting today with Dr. Robert Jeffress. He's the senior pastor of First Baptist Church Dallas, host of Pathway to Victory, the radio and TV show, heard across the country, really across the world, now that we have the internet. And he's author of several books, including the latest What Every Christian Should Know, 10 Core Beliefs for Standing Strong in a Shifting World. Yeah, I have to imagine, Dr. Jeffress, as you do research and actually put to paper the thoughts you have on topics like this, there must be something you come across that really stands out to you. And it's like, you know, that's something. Wow, that strikes a chord. It's refreshing to go back and be reminded of this truth.
But it is, and I think about the chapter in the book, What Every Christian Should Know About Salvation. I read a poll not that long ago that said that 60% of evangelical Christians believe there's more than one way to heaven. I mean, that's astounding when you think about it, especially in light of Jesus' words in John 14:6, when he said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so, you know, in that chapter, What Every Christian Should Know About Salvation, we talk about the uniqueness of salvation, the exclusivity of salvation, and how we are saved. You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding among Christians about how you receive God's forgiveness in your life. A lot of Christians believe, well, if I just believe the right facts about Jesus, I'll be saved. If I believe that he was the Son of God who died on the cross for the sins of the world and rose again on the third day, that gets me into heaven. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but even the devil believes that. The demons believe that. In fact, they believe those truths more than we do, Steve, because they witness them, eyewitness firsthand. It's not believing the right facts about Jesus. It is believing, trusting in, clinging to Jesus and Jesus alone to save us from our sins. And only then do we receive that gift of eternal life.
I love the description you just gave of the word believe, because the discipleship that I mentioned, and it was someone who was a Moody Bible Institute graduate. And when we were reading and we got to the word believe, they said exactly what you said, cling to, trust in, rely on. And what he said was, and it's always stuck with me, like you're drowning in the ocean and a life preserver was thrown to you. How do you cling to that? And it's not just a whimsical, you know, belief. And like you said, the devil believes, the demons believe and tremble. So it is absolutely a lifestyle. We are about halfway through our conversation. Dr. Jeffress, we need to take a break. Can you stay with us?
You bet.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out more about the ministry of Dr. Robert Jeffress, Pathway to Victory, what's happening in Dallas, and more on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, welcome back into our conversation today with Dr. Robert Jeffress. He's the senior pastor at First Baptist Church Dallas, which, by the way, the website for the church in Dallas is firstdallas.org. And I understand a lot of our listeners, most of our listeners aren't listening in Dallas. They're listening all over the state of New Mexico and online at klyt.fm. However, remember that there's opportunity for you to see what's going on at the ministry there. You can watch video, I believe live video. Is that right, Pastor?
Yes, we live stream. We have about 300,000 that watch us every Sunday online.
And then online also, there's several blogs that are timely and just resources there, as well as at the website for Pathway to Victory, which is, of course, is the name of the radio and TV show that Dr. Jeffress hosts. And is seen and heard all over the world. But we've talked mostly today about Dr. Jeffress's latest book, What Every Christian Should Know, 10 Core Beliefs for Standing Strong in a Shifting World. You'll find the details about that in the store at ptv.org. And actually, before we go into a little bit more about your ministry, personal ministry, and the history of what you've done there in Dallas, I did want to ask, because so many of us daily we have opportunity to rub elbows with people who do not know Jesus. And you know, I want to say it's the work of the Spirit in me, because I've felt a heart change, and I don't know if it's gray hair or the Spirit working in me, but getting a little more mellow when people are doing things contrary to what God would, you know, that I know is contrary to His will. When it's someone who you know, I don't want to judge someone's salvation, but when you make the assumption this person probably doesn't know Jesus, it's just like, well, consider the source. If they don't know Him and they don't have Him, how do you expect them to act? And for Christians in general, Dr. Jeffress, to just kind of take a little chill pill and find the love of Jesus to reach out to these people, and not have the same expectations we might for the church.
That's right. The most futile work in the world is to try to keep sinners from sinning.
Right.
You're not going to do that. I mean, sinners are sinners, not because they sin. They sin because they're sinners. They need a transformation of their heart. And I think a lot of times as Christians, we get involved in peripheral issues. The real issue, the beginning issue, is whether a person knows Christ as Savior. And you know, Steve, I've been doing this a long time, and I found out the hard way, you can never argue anybody
That's right.
into the kingdom of God.
Right.
And the fact is, and we don't get angry. I used to go on these talk shows and, you know, just blow my stack and, you know, do this and that. That I look back on, and I probably didn't accomplish a lot for the kingdom. I thought I was, but I really didn't. And, you know, as Christians, we don't have to be mean-spirited. We don't have to be cutting and sarcastic. We have the truth on our side, and we need to remember when we're talking to a non-Christian, the goal is not to win the argument. It's to win the other person.
Yeah, you know, and, if we're delivering the truth, Dr. Jeffress, I mean, where I've gotten to it is I do believe that it is the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. Like you said, I can't argue someone into heaven. All I can do is share the love of Christ and share the truth and let the Spirit do the work.
Yeah, you know, years ago, I went on Bill Maher's show, Real Time, on HBO.
Good for you.
You know, we had quite a discussion, but it was a good discussion. And at the end, he said, you know, Pastor, you're a happy warrior. He said, I don't agree with one thing you believe, but you're a great representative of your faith. And we ended up talking off camera for about 30 minutes about, you know, spiritual issues. And I just think that's what we all need to be. I need to be all of the time, is that happy warrior, not compromising on truth, delivering the truth, but speaking the truth in love, as the scripture says.
Yeah, you know, and I appreciate the work you put into this project, and I'd encourage our listeners again to go to the website at ptv.org. And as I mentioned at the top of this interview, part of what I really enjoy doing in having some of the teaching pastors that we air on KLYT come on this show and just kind of show that you guys, you know, you guys are just like us. You might know a lot more, but you know, let the listener know a little bit. You know, we're on the campus of a large ministry in New Mexico. We're on the campus of Calvary Church. Our senior pastor, Skip Heitzig, like you, has TV and radio programs. I think because I'm on the inside of a ministry like that, I understand how important it is to connect with the listener. and for the listener to reach back out to the ministry to let them know they're there, they're listening, and words of encouragement to know how the ministry is changing lives.
Well, that's right. And you've got a great pastor there in Skip, and well known for teaching and preaching the Word of God. And our church, First Baptist Church Dallas, that I pastor, is actually the church I grew up in. It was pastored for many years by Dr. W.A. Criswell for 50 years, the pastor, and was my pastor. And I count it a real privilege to be at my home church. We cover six blocks of downtown Dallas. We're one of the few mega churches left in the downtown area, but God has been blessing the church tremendously these last 15 years.
And what are you currently teaching on Sundays?
I'm actually beginning a brand new series this Sunday called 10. It's on the Ten Commandments, and the subtitle is How to Live and Love in a World That's Lost Its Way. And this is going to be a fresh look at the Ten Commandments. I've already written the book that goes along with it that will be out next October, but I'm going to preach the series starting this Sunday.
Oh, it's great timing for our listeners who we just invited to watch live via the website. And again, that site is firstdallas.org. And
right.
Well, listen, if you had to pick, let's go back to the book for putting a bow on our conversation. If you had to pick just one piece of advice from the book, what would it be?
I think I would say start with the Bible. You know, the fact is you can know more truth than you apply in your life, but it's impossible to apply more truth than you know. And I think that's why it's so important that we ground our faith in the truth of God's Word. And it's the chapter I would pick out probably more than any other for people to read is what every Christian should know about the Bible. The scripture says the Bible is alive, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to convict people, to convict me of things that need to change in my life. It has the power to transform people's hearts. It has the power to lead people to faith in Jesus Christ.
Well, we've been visiting today with Dr. Robert Jeffress, and if you missed the information earlier, he's the senior pastor at First Baptist Church Dallas and the host of Pathway to Victory, the radio and TV programs, of course, heard here on KLYT. To find your favorite teaching or to find out more about the ministry of Pathway to Victory on KLYT, go to klyt.fm. About Pathway to Victory, ptv.org. You'll see information there about what every Christian should know, 10 core beliefs for standing strong in a shifting world. Not only the book, but the study guide to go along with it. So with that, Dr. Jeffress, a pleasure getting to know you a little better. Thanks for coming on and spending time with us. Look forward to, God willing, meeting you someday face to face, and if not, we'll see you there.
Thanks so much, Steve, for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right.